From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. In the aftermath of Friday's devastating bombing in Najaf, U.S. officials are reported to be considering creation of a large Iraqi militia to improve security in the country. Meanwhile, U.S. officials and Iraqi police continue to look for more leads into the bombing, which claimed the lives of more than 80 Iraqis, including a leading Shia cleric, Ayatollah Mohammed Bakr al-Hakim. To talk about these developments, we're joined by NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad. Emily, there are reports of a militia being raised to patrol security in Iraq. What can you tell us about this? Who would it involve?
It's a project that the U.S.-led coalition forces here's effort to get an Iraqi face on the security that's being provided in Iraq. The idea is to get Iraqis, they already have about 1,000 people recruited, they're aiming for about 7,500, get people interested in serving this in this militia, train them for a couple of weeks, and then put them to work with U.S. forces and provide a lot of on-the-job training there in how to do a lot of the security type of work that the U.S. forces are doing here. There are a lot of disparate, not militias, but bodyguards, security forces around that guard political parties, for example. And the coalition authority is certainly interested in incorporating those types of groups into serving to secure Iraq generally. What they don't want to have happen here is security forces for individual groups or political parties.
Were there any further arrests in Friday's bombing?
The governor of the Najaf area said today that up to 5 people had been arrested, and he indicated that those people were loyalists to Saddam Hussein.
Emily, Ayatollah Hakim was known for being a moderate cleric, and certainly the bombing in Najaf on Friday seems intended to discourage people from cooperating with the Americans. Is there any sign that people are sort of backing off?
There are some hints, although it's not clear how far that's going to go, in the Shia community. One member of the Interim Governing Council, which is a group of 25 Iraqis appointed by the Americans, suspended his membership in the council yesterday. He said his further participation would depend on how the security issue is dealt with. And the brother of Ayatollah Hakim, who was killed on Friday, who's also a member of the Governing Council, today referred to the American-led forces here as occupying forces, which is somewhat unusual.
What about the funeral for Ayatollah Hakim? Has it begun?
There was a funeral service this morning at a shrine outside Baghdad. The few remains that they were able to recover of Ayatollah Hakim's body were brought to Baghdad. They were put in a coffin. Tens of thousands of people went to the funeral service this morning and marched through the streets, and many of them followed the coffin south. It's traveling back to Najaf, where, of course, the Ayatollah was killed, stopping at several holy Shia spots along the way, and his burial is scheduled for Tuesday morning in Najaf.
NPR's Emily Harris speaking to us from Baghdad. Thanks very much, Emily.
Thanks, Jackie.